And you're welcome back to the third part of our discussion, looking ahead to the new season. And Sean, Conor McCormick of Derry City, I was interested to read a piece with him after one of the pre-season games. He was looking ahead to the new season. He believes that Derry should hold ambitions to perhaps challenge for a European place this season. So he's certainly been optimistic. But, you know, has he been over-optimistic with that view?
I think he is. I think he's putting a lot of pressure on his manager. I think I'd be bringing him in and having a word with him and saying, let me worry about our predictions, you worry about your job. I think he is, because I think Derry are coming off the back of, I think, but two poor seasons. And Felix has said it. The money's not there. They're looking to redevelop the brandy. Well, I think their goals are different. And Kenny's remit, I would think, would be different. You know, but I think Felix made a great point there about squads bringing in 6-7 players, and we're going to talk now about who's going to win the league. Dundalk have added, what, 2-3 players, 2 players. They're in the situation now where Stephen's built a fantastic squad, and he just has to add every year 1 or 2 players. Mm-hmm. And you said about Liverpool, you know, if Liverpool lose Suarez, Sturridge and Gerrard and Carey, there's 4. Yeah. They're hard to replace. So if you can get a situation where you're having to bring in, and Stephen probably decided who was leaving, Tawa went to England, so that's a financial windfall. Yeah. He kept who he wanted to keep, and then he added. Mm-hmm. That's why they're going to be so strong and so difficult.
The only thing that you worry about in Dundalk is when is it going to go bang?
Can they keep the motivation?
Because there are all kinds of rumours coming out of Dundalk.
Financially.
Yeah. Because that's the nature of the beast in the League of Ireland football.
Well, I think if you go back history, every team has 2 or 3 seasons.
Absolutely.
It's boom and bust.
It's boom and bust.
But I mean, I suppose going back to Dundalk, I mean, and your chat with Liverpool earlier on, Felix, would be that Suarez left Liverpool and look what happened. Richie Tao, 30 goals last season.
Yep.
That's a lot. Like, doesn't, regardless of who came on, who you bring in, brought in Patrick, came in from Derry, and will he bring 30 goals? I don't see it. No, you know what I mean? So, you know, that quality, when you do 30 goals out of a season.
Stephen Kenny loves Patrick McIlhenny. Yeah. Has always loved him because Patrick McIlhenny is, you watch him in training and he does all kinds of things, this, that, the other. The problem is I've always been very critical of him because his end product isn't what it should be. And he's not the kind of guy for me that'll win you the league. You know,
he's not going to carry a game, you're right, Felix. He's not going to take
He goes missing too often.
Yep, yeah.
He goes missing too often. He can be brilliant for 15 minutes and go absolutely missing. Yeah. And he can go missing in games where he's not effective at all, where Toyle delivers every. You know, most guys who win the league, guys who are really good players, I mean, Declan's heard me say this so many times, really good players play 8, 9, 10.
Every week.
Yeah.
Average players, it's 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Guys like McIlhenny will be 9 1 week and 3 the next, and that's his problem. That's why he's playing here. But that's the challenge that Stephen Kenny's given himself.
Yeah. But he's got O'Donnell. You know, O'Donnell. Stephen O'Donnell. I know him inside. He's played for me at 2 clubs. Passing, vision, controls the tempo of a game. One thing I was always critical of, I thought he always could have been fitter. He's addressed that.
Yeah, but he's got injuries, a lot of injuries.
Well, he's picked up injuries, but you know what, Declan? When he comes back into the team, they play far, far better.
I agree.
Because he makes everything tick.
I think he's a smashing player.
He makes everything tick.
In the last season or a season and a half, he's been injured for majority of the season.
And that's the point that sort of, I think, Felix, you're alluding to. Can Dundalk keep that going? And can he keep his bigger players motivated, you know? If you win 2 leagues, it's hard to keep yourself.
It's about the hunger. How hungry are they?
Yeah,
they've been very good the last couple of years, and it'll be interesting to see how this year's go. Especially the fact that Richie Tyler's gone.
Yes,
that's an interesting one.
Harps played Dundalk early in their campaign. One of their other games in the early part is Sligo Rovers. Declan, your own former club, a new manager on board there as well, Dave Robertson.
Yeah.
He has signed. Was it
12?
That's like, yeah, 12
but that happens
players.
Every year, Sligo.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, that happens every year, Sligo.
It's a difficult one. It's a real difficult. We were just chatting about it before we went on air. It's a difficult one. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know the league. It's a new adventure for a lot of them. So a lot of them come full time, and they're going back to full time with Sligo Rovers, which actually is an added incentive for them.
I like what he's done. And as you said, we were talking about this beforehand. I think when you're bringing in players who've been full time in England, you're bringing in a quality to your training. You're bringing in a professionalism and a mentality, which helps ease it all in. For me, the big problem is you bring in 12 new players. How quickly do they gel? Does he know his best team?
Yeah.
By the time he finds out his best team, will it be too late? And look, I think you'll agree, Felix. You're not going to win the league in the first 7 or 8 games. but you can lose it and be off the pace.
Well, the other thing is it, going to from the full time point of view is from the manager's point of view, things go belly up. You're depressed 4 days and 5 days a week of training instead of two or three.
Yeah. Well, one of the departures from the showgrounds, Felix, and it's Harps that have perhaps gained from this one. Gavin Dykes, he has come in as Ollie Horgan's number two as a replacement for James Gallagher. How important is that acquisition for Ollie?
I have absolutely no idea, Jim. I have absolutely no idea. I mean, Gavin's been a great survivor. He always seems to you know, he always seems to be there about. I don't know. The reason I'm saying that is because I don't know how the two of them's going to marry together, because I don't really know Ollie. Yeah. Gavin's got an awful lot to say in the dressing room. Now, is it going to be good cop, bad cop? Is it going to be two bad cops? Is it going to be two good cops? I don't know.
I just think with Gavin Crinner, because Ollie's been out of the Premier League and Finn Hart's been out of there, Gavin's been there with Sligo the last couple of years and knowing players and identifying key areas in other teams, he'll know all that information. That'll obviously help Ollie along the way in regards, you know, set plays and different stuff and players you could pick up. That information's invaluable. Obviously, he's a vast experience. He's a good character as well in the dressing rooms. You need that at times when you've laugh and a joke.
Felix's point is important, the dynamics between the two.
Yeah.
How well do they know each other, you know? Yeah. And I think, you know, you'll know when you get into senior management, because I'm sure you're going, you know, your assistant, your right hand man is very, very important. If those dynamics are wrong,
and the one thing the assistant has got to know when to shut up. He's got to know that.
Yeah.
When to shut up, you know.
And when to back the manager up.
Yeah. And there are all kinds of politics involved in that as well. Doesn't matter how close you get to one another.
Yeah.
And all those things again can become a particularly serious issue if results don't go away.
Yeah.
So when you're bringing somebody else new in that you've never really worked with before, although you might have talked to on the phone, blah, 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 once you're in the cauldron of the dressing room, that whole psyche, that whole relationship changes.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah. I think it brings experience, and that's the key, you know. Suppose Ollie probably looked at bringing other people in, but maybe they didn't have the same experience as Gavin, and he brings that in abundance.
Yeah.
And I think he's good in the dressing rooms, and he'll need to have somebody in there with a different voice. And it can be, at times you need characters and have a wee bit of fun, and Gavin can bring that as well as the seriousness and professionalism as well.
Okay, well, we need to wrap things up, but before we do, boys, we'll go round the table and we'll just a few predictions. I mean, Harps have struggled to survive in the Premier Division. They've been in the First Division for far too long as far as their supporters are concerned. But Declan, do you see them having enough to stay up this year?
I suppose it's been difficult. It will be difficult, should I say. It's been difficult down through the years for us to stay up there.
Get off that fence.
Yes, absolutely. But, I mean, I suppose you looked last year at Limerick, and Limerick hadn't won the game up until August. So, I mean, I wouldn't be throwing in the towel from the offset. I think if you look at the general squad, he probably tried to get players in but didn't get the right quality. Probably needs a few more. And I think by July, that's been a critical time, because as long as you can stay with your Longfords and your Galways and the team's Bray around that, you've got a real chance, you know. So I'd be hopeful that we'll make the playoffs at the very least.
Felix, you mentioned Leicester City yourself earlier on in the interview. Are there any clubs in the Premier Division good enough to do a Leicester City and challenge Dundalk this year?
No. Not in this league, no. No. Come back to the issue about Harps and staying. I think I read somewhere all they were saying it would be a great achievement if they stayed in the Premier Division. I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think it would be a much bigger achievement. The playoffs was like a cup competition. You know, cup mentality with semi-final and then like a final, and different mentality that's involved when you're playing week in, week out in the Premier Division. It's a different kettle of fish. I think a lot of what happens in the first four games will be vital.
Yeah.
I think there are three or four teams in there that they'll see themselves as, you know, we could be in a dogfight. I think Harps probably will be one of them. Would be one of them, I think. Yeah. There's nobody here would disagree with that.
Yeah.
But again, you got to get a wee bit of luck. He's heard me say this many times. It's the most underrated thing in life.
Yes,
yeah. You've got to get lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if Van Harps are ahead of Wexford, you know, that could be just.
Well, I think that's got to be their target. I know we mentioned Longford and Bray and Galway, but Bray seem to have that sort of durability about them. Yeah. I think they'll always pick up enough points to be just above the relegation.
And they're saying very well.
Bray are always going to get. You know,
Dublin players as well.
That's
a better pool to pick from.
That's where the population is.
If you're fishing in the big sea and the big players are migrating to the big clubs and you're left for the scraps, well, it's better picking up the scraps in around Dublin than trying to get them to come up to Donegal or even to Sligo, which is why Sligo tend to bring them in from outside.
Yeah.
But going back to what you said, Shamrock Rovers again, I think, recruited well, but for me last year, flatter to deceive, never really hit a solid run of form. For me, it's all about Dundalk. Can they maintain their motivation? Can they cope with the loss of Towell? Ronan Finn came in last year. He's a good player.
I like him.
Can he sort of fulfil that role?
He's good.
Again, we've talked about going to England, never quite fulfilled it, but he's a smashing player.
The interesting one will be Cork.
Yeah.
Cork ran out of his team last year. You could see that a lot of older players and their legs went in the last 3 months of the year. I saw bits and pieces of what John Caulfield said about, you know, we're going to create more chances, we're going to be more pace about us. And it'll be interesting to see if they can stay the pace this year.
Yeah. And Cork are one of Derry's first opponents as well, Felix. And I know you did suggest that the pressure is very much on Derry this year, but they do have a fairly attractive start to their campaign. Leaving Cork aside, they've got Harps, Bray, Galway and Wexford in their opening five games. That's nice.
It's not the worst. Well, it depends.
I think you'd take it over Harps start.
Well, you take it over Harps start, but I mean, if they leave Ballybuffet and they've just lost.
Yeah.
That's providing you won the games.
You know, then it becomes a different ball game. Every week it changes, Jim. Every week it changes, you know.
Yeah.
The last time when Derry won the league in 97, when I was the manager, our first victory, our first match was at Ballybuffet. And we scored the winner, I think, in the 92nd minute, Sean Hargan with a back post header. The dressing room afterwards was incredible. And it set us on its way, that kind of momentum and that mentality changed. Now, I can imagine what it was like in your dressing room, Declan.
Yeah,
where you're devastated, you've lost in the 93rd
minute. You've played well.
And all of those things come into play.
Yeah.
And that's why I say it's... And I do think, given the nature of the beast, it's a tough start for Harps, but it's going to be tough for Derry every week.
Yeah,
it is going to be tough for Derry every week.
Well, I think in the first four or five round of games, that's where you get some shock results. Teams haven't bedded down. I think then the team that's going to win the league is the team that goes in the run in that middle part of the season. And you get to the last four or five games, and again, it's all up in the air because it's pressure whether they avoid relegation or going for the league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gents, it's been a pleasure. It's been a fascinating discussion, and one thing we're all agreed on, we're looking forward to the start of the new campaign. My thanks to Declan Boyle, to Felix Healy and to Sean Connor today for looking ahead to what promises to be another intriguing season in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. Thanks for listening.